Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic first, an Indian Prime Minister has visited Norway after a gap of 43 years, marking a significant milestone in the relationship between the two nations, and this visit has culminated in the elevation of India-Norway ties to a green strategic partnership. What makes this significant is that this partnership mirrors the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership signed in 2020, signaling that the bilateral relationship between India and Norway is now anchored around climate, clean energy, and ocean sustainability as core pillars. The green qualifier is diplomatically significant as it places Norway's relationship with India in the same tier as Denmark, with which India has been working since 2020 on energy transition and green hydrogen. First, let's look at the 12 agreements signed during this visit, which cover a wide range of sectors including maritime, renewable energy, Arctic research, digital public goods, and fisheries. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre called the partnership a natural alliance of ocean nations. The cooperation covers several key areas, including port state control, with mutual recognition of inspection regimes, and the piloting of a green shipping corridor, with zero-emission vessels on select routes. Crucially, the agreement on offshore wind is a significant development, as Norway's Equinor, one of the world's leading offshore wind developers, will be working with India to assist the feasibility of floating offshore wind in India's exclusive economic zone. India's offshore wind potential is estimated to be over 70 gigawatts in nearshore areas alone, according to the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. However, deployment has been slow due to grid connectivity and high capital costs. Norway's expertise in floating offshore wind, pioneered through the world's first commercial floating offshore wind farm, Hywind Scotland, in 2017, is directly relevant to India's deepwater exclusive economic zone. Now, let's turn to India's Arctic interests, where Norway is India's most important partner. The Himadri Research Station, India's Arctic research base located at Envalisund, Svalbard, Norway, is a key facility for India's scientific research in the Arctic region. Established in 2008 and operated by the National Center for Polar and Ocean Research, the station is part of the world's northernmost international science park, which hosts research stations from 10 other nations. Under the 2026 agreements, India and Norway will expand joint expeditions and share climate data from Svalbard. Building on this, the cooperation in the maritime sector is also noteworthy, with the two countries agreeing to work together on crew training through the Norwegian Maritime University's collaboration with the Indian Maritime University. Additionally, the agreement on aquaculture and fisheries technology is significant, as Norway is the world's second largest seafood exporter and the global leader in salmon aquaculture technology. The India-Norway Aquaculture MOU targets technology transfer for shrimp and carp aquaculture in India, adapting Norway's salmon systems to tropical species, as well as cold chain infrastructure to reduce India's post-harvest seafood losses, which are currently over 30%. And here is something that surprises many students. India is the fourth largest fish producer globally and a major seafood exporter, with exports worth around $7 billion in the financial year 2025. The Marine Products Export Development Authority, or MPDA, is the nodal Indian agency responsible for promoting the country's seafood exports. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Norway Green Strategic Partnership was announced during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Oslo on May 18th to 19th, 2026. A total of 12 bilateral agreements were signed across various sectors. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, highlighted the significance of this partnership. The Himadri Research Station, India's Arctic research base, is located at Envalisund, Svalbard, Norway, and was established on 1st July 2008. India became an observer at the Arctic Council on 15th May 2013. Equinor, Norway's state energy company, is a pioneer in floating offshore wind technology, having developed the world's first commercial floating offshore wind farm, Hywind, Scotland, in 2017. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, where you need to understand India's bilateral relationships, including those with Nordic countries like Norway and Denmark. The Green Strategic Partnership Framework is an important concept to grasp, as it signals a shift in how India conceptualizes its bilateral relationships in the context of the energy transition. You should also be aware of Norway's Sovereign Wealth Fund, the Government Pension Fund Global, as a case study. In GS Paper 3, Environment and Economy, this topic is relevant to offshore wind energy, Arctic governance, and aquaculture, among other areas. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of this partnership for India's strategic position. The India-Norway Green Strategic Partnership reflects a shift in how India conceptualizes bilateral relationships in the context of the energy transition. This partnership is not just about cooperation in the energy sector but also about promoting sustainable development, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and promoting circular economy practices. The partnership is also significant in the context of India's Act East policy and its efforts to strengthen ties with Nordic countries. In conclusion, the India-Norway Green Strategic Partnership is a significant development in India's foreign policy, marking a new era of cooperation between the two nations in areas such as renewable energy, Arctic research, and maritime decarbonization. This partnership has the potential to promote sustainable development, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and promote circular economy practices, and is a key aspect of India's strategic engagement with the world.